Extra Extra is not live. Felicity Huffman is a free woman. Nicki Minaj is married. Old men keep grooming 18-year-olds. And Lindsay came for Miley and Cody. All this and more with your host, Julian Gonzalez, John Claft, and Rose Marziali. Let's get extra.
Hello, welcome back to Extra Extra, your favorite podcast. How do I know it's your favorite podcast? Because you tuned in once again to listen to me, your host, Julian Gonzalez. Please follow me on Instagram at North Hollywood Jules if you aren't already. And if you are, unfollow me and then refollow me so I can get that notification. Because you know what? I want to get that notification. Thank you. You guys, this week we have two lovely people back in the kitchen in Studio City. You know, we love when they're here. You love it. You know them by name. I don't even have to introduce them. Go.
Oh, I'm Rose Marziali. Hello.
And I'm John Claft. Hello.
And like, you should like tag yourself in case like there's like new listeners or something. I don't know. And then like, they don't know how to find you and they want to look at your face while they're listening to you speak. Philosophy.
At Rose Marziali. RoseMarziale.
At John Claft. My name is probably in the title of whatever you're listening to this on. So just put an at in front of it and follow.
Oh, that's a better idea.
Amazing. You guys, let's just jump right into this podcast because we have not a lot to talk about. Okay. It's been a slow 2 weeks because we didn't record last week either. You know, it's just a struggle finding people to come on to this podcast.
It's the end of the year. You didn't ask us last week. Actually,
I think you did.
I did ask you last week.
And you were like, no, next week.
Never mind.
So usually I have my top five stories of the week, but you know, I only have four.
Okay.
There could have been more, but like, were they really that interesting to be considered a top?
Right.
Mm-mm. No.
It's the end of the year. It's almost the holidays.
Like nothing's happening. You know what? Let's just say here first. Maybe this is the last episode of the podcast.
Oh my God. What?
No.
Oh,
maybe. No. Oh. The fans are going to riot.
Where are they?
You guys. In Brazil. Let Julian know how much you care.
If you care, Venmo me. At North Hollywood Jewels. Okay. My first story. The most iconic story of the year.
The year?
Yes.
Okay. I'm ready.
Felicity Huffman did the time after she did the crime. Now, the disgraced mother only served 11 of her 14-day prison sentence. Her release date was set for today, this Sunday that we're recording on, but I guess they don't release you on the weekend, so she got out Friday morning. An insider shared, Felicity knows she's going to get a lot of flack for only spending 11 days behind bars, but prison really opened her eyes to a whole new world. It was very isolating. She felt trapped and claustrophobic, but she never complained. She didn't have an appetite. She lost a little weight, but she did eat some of the food, which wasn't tasty at all.
Who is this a quote from? Yeah.
Did she give an interview?
Now, allegedly, Felicity didn't have any trouble with the other prisoners and was even able to form friendships with the women she was locked up with during her 11-day stay. Felicity still has not finished her sentence, so she still has to perform 250 hours of community service. Now, if you don't recall, originally they wanted to give her like a year. It was then knocked down to a few months. Then it was knocked down to 14 days. She only did 11 days of time, honey. That's called white privilege.
Yeah, but you know what?
Good for her.
She admitted to committing this crime. Like, yeah, she knows she was in the wrong. She pled guilty.
Right.
Freaking Aunt Becky is gonna go to jail for like 50 years.
She should lock her up.
Like, why?
And
like,
she better be locked up behind bars in a cell. Like Felicity was like in the Orange Is the New Black style prison where they just have them in rooms.
I'm sure that's what it was.
That's where Felicity was. But
right,
Lori, she got to be in a cell.
But like, I don't know what kind of lawyer Aunt Becky and her husband hired.
You've got to stop calling her Aunt Becky.
But like, how are they saying like, no, keep pleading non-guilty, because the other parents of these school kids are like going to jail for a lot longer.
Yeah.
It's like, how are they possibly going to prove that they're innocent?
And every week they keep getting like a new thing added on.
Yeah. And Felicity Huffman is done. Again, yeah. The community service.
Right.
But like, that can be like visiting old people at a nursing home.
Or like, planting flowers in a garden.
It's not like she's going to be like picking up trash on the sidewalk.
I was involved in a hit and run. I was the victim by a celebrity.
Someone hit you?
Yes. Many years ago. You know this.
It's the limited statutation.
There wasn't one. That was the only thing I put in the settlement. It went horribly.
You saw them hit you?
Yes. And then we pulled up next to each other at a stoplight. And like, I am such a good girl. I'm such a good girl that I wouldn't even write down the name of their license plate. I just said it out loud to myself over and over again because I didn't want to touch my phone. So I repeated the license plate over and over, and then they found her. And I didn't know that it was a celebrity until my mom got something in the mail and was like, is this who hit you? And I'm like, yeah.
Who?
Say it.
I don't know if I should. Did I mean, I guess I can. The one thing that, oh yeah, you say it. Okay. The one thing that we put, so basically like, it was a horrible situation. I went in a ton of debt because of her and like blah, blah, blah. You might not even know who this person is. I did not. But the one thing that I made them put, because like she screwed me over, and I paid for all these things out of pocket and then she didn't pay me back. Anyway.
Emmy Lou Harris? I've never heard of this.
Yeah, she's old.
I do not know
Emmy Lou Harris.
Yeah.
Attention, followers. If you know who Emmy Lou Harris is, block her.
She's an American singer songwriter.
She's won like 12 Grammys. But anyway, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because when we were in the like negotiations or whatever, my lawyer, like it went crazy and it was like this whole horrible thing. And then my lawyer said to me, he goes, well, I should have told you this earlier, but whoever has the most money wins in a court of law. That's just the way that it works. And it was true, even though she had pled guilty, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, it's crazy. So basically, like, the system is messed up and whoever has the most money wins. And she has a lot of money.
Who?
So,
Emmy Lumahair?
And Becky.
Oh, and Becky.
So that might be what it is. It might be like, you know, they figure that they can buy their way out of it because that does work. I don't know. We'll see. I wouldn't be surprised if she winds up not doing any time.
Wow.
Honestly, I hope I don't get canceled for saying this, but it's like, it's such a stupid crime. Who cares? Like, get over it.
They weren't the masterminds.
Right. And at the end of the day, it's like, what's the difference between a parent doing this or a parent spending a lot of money and putting their name on a building to get the kid into school? There's no difference.
Exactly.
It's still, you know what? So I'm over it.
I agree.
Like, I think that Aunt Becky should just do maybe like a week or something in prison. But if not, I don't care. Can we talk about something else?
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Can someone do something interesting? He's so bored. You know, I miss the era of like, you know, Hailey Duff and Kim Kardashian feuding on MySpace. Like, that's what I miss.
The good old days.
Now, a judge refused to remove Brad Pitt from a lawsuit over Hurricane Katrina victims' deteriorating homes. Now, Brad, this is what I always say. This is what you get for trying to be nice and helping people. Now, Brad Pitt will remain a defendant in the lawsuit that claims his charitable foundation, Make It Right, built inadequate housing for Hurricane Katrina victims.
Oh, no.
Civil District Court Judge Rachel, with an A-E, Johnson, ruled that Brad would remain a defendant in a September 28 lawsuit in which Brad and his foundation were sued by homeowners who claimed that the homes Make It Right built for them were seriously faulty and deteriorating at a rapid pace. In doing so, Johnson denied Brad's November 2018 request to dismiss him from the lawsuit in which he claims he has no personal involvement.
Sad.
I mean, I did hear years ago from a friend who is from New Orleans, like while this was happening, that like the houses were not good and like
really?
It was like bad for the community. But I hadn't heard this story yet, but honestly, it's not like, I mean, Brad was trying to do a nice thing.
Yeah,
and
tried.
It's not like he knew the house was going to fall apart 10 years
later.
Of course.
He's definitely not.
At the end of the day, you know, his name's just attached to it. You know, he didn't see the architect doing the plan.
And he wouldn't know even if he did what to do with that.
Exactly. You go after the architect. Go after the city planners who, you know, approved the work to be done.
Yeah.
Go after the vendors that supplied the faulty material that are deteriorating.
Or also, like, be thankful that you had a house for the last 10 years and like sorry that it sucks.
Right, but they're homeowners. But they're homeowners. This is like
now. Oh, they bought them.
Yeah.
I thought they like gave houses to people.
No, this is homeowners on this thing. So.
I thought that they did too, but I thought they gave them to them to own.
Oh.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Don't know what we're
talking about. Here's the thing. if it's like celebrity extreme homeowner
Yeah, keep going.
Makeover.
Uh-huh.
Bus driver, move that bus.
You know, like, in that one, like, they do that. They, like, flip your house and make it so grand and everything.
Right.
But then you now have a house that you can't afford because it's all the electricity, exactly. All the maintaining the landscaping, yeah. Paying the mortgage for the house, da-da-da-da-da.
You guys, this is a really sad episode.
Listen, let me tell you. Nothing in life is free, you know? So if you ever get anything in life, just so you know, it's going to cost you, okay? That's why, like, when you win the lottery, you're not getting all that money.
Right.
You're maybe getting 10%.
I'm getting depressed. Can we talk about something happy?
Okay, well, let's talk about something happy. Selena Gomez dropped her non-anticipated new singles, which the world is speculating is about her relationship with Justin Bieber. Minutes after the singles dropped, Justin Bieber's wife, the long-suffering Hailey Baldwin, posted a video of herself listening to someone named Summer Walker's single, I'll Kill You, which led to fans and media outlets reporting that it was in response to the single. Now, after receiving a lot of backlash and death threats from the Gomez Hive, Hailey replied to the controversy saying, please stop with this nonsense. There is no response. This is complete BS, which led to Selena then asking her fans to stop attacking Hailey. She said, quote, I am grateful for the response that the song is getting. I'm so grateful. However, I do not stand for women tearing women down, and I will never, ever be by that. So please be kind to everyone. It doesn't matter what the situation is. If you're my fans, don't be rude to anybody. Please don't go off and say things that you just feel in that moment. And just please, from me, know that that's not my heart. My heart is only to release things that I keep, that I feel that are me and that I'm proud of. And that's all that I'll say. Yeah. Honestly, Selena, you need a copywriter.
I like that it's from her heart.
Okay, but she's talking about that her singles are from her heart, not this response.
Everything she does is from her heart. Didn't you get that, Julian?
Well, it's from her heart because it can't be from her kidney.
Oh, my God. Julian. Listen, I feel like so much of Selena's career has been
a victim
about Justin Bieber. Like, that's how she kind of got popular.
But that's,
I mean,
her
I know,
fault.
Like, Disney and then, yeah. Yeah, but to me, I kind of feel like in the Justin Selena situation, like, he's married. It kind of, like, from an outsider, looks like he won and she's, like, sad and lonely by releasing this song. So I'm like, don't even give him the time of day. Like, don't even release this song that's so obviously about him.
Exactly.
But she,
like, why couldn't she do Motivation Part 2? Like, why didn't she give us something like
because
that?
Because she can't dance.
She has a right to express herself however she wants. Also, their relationship just ended, basically. It seems like
2 years ago.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she dated The Weeknd. In yeah. Between. Oh, and then she got back with him.
But then they're saying that when they're reporting about this, they're also saying she's been single for 2 years.
Oh.
But and I know, like, Justin got married very quickly.
Right.
But to me, it's like, don't even acknowledge him.
Yeah.
Right.
But also,
I mean, there's so many other things to sing about, Selena. You know, sing about getting a vocal coach. I don't know.
Oh my God.
I mean, she doesn't have one, so she can't.
I cannot.
John, say what you said before the mic was hot.
Then Selena released a second song like 24 hours later that's like more up tempo, and we watched it before we started recording. We watched her slaying her arm choreography. But I've seen people on Twitter being like, yes, Selena's serving this choreo. And I was like, these kids who are fans of like Selena and Miley and Ariana have no idea what it was like to grow up in the era of Britney and Christina and people who were dancing. Like, Christina tried to dance back then.
And
no
Janet.
Shade.
Well, she did. She gave us Dirty.
Yeah. She had, But like, thinking like these kids are like, I was thinking Britney's 2007 Gimme More VMA performance was like such a bomb because it was Britney. But if Selena did that, people would be like, this is amazing.
Wow. That's
but because
a great
it wasn't up
point.
To Britney's standards, we think it was trash.
Right.
Yeah.
And because she looks like, so sad.
The girls today just can't do
well. Normani
is our only hope.
And Kylie Cantrell.
Who? Buck teeth for life.
Yes,
Blue Cantrell.
You'll all see. You guys, I just have to say, Selena seems like a really nice person, and I think that she's been doing a lot of soul searching and seems to be in a great place, and I'm happy for her, and I would like to support her, and I think she's beautiful and a great actress.
Rose has clearly been brainwashed.
I like her.
I want her to be happy.
Her to be happy.
She seems
talent.
Happy.
She's
right.
Talent.
I think that Selena needs to just leave Hollywood.
She kind of did.
Well, she needs to stay gone. We don't need music from her, and we don't need acting. What we need from Selena, because she is a pretty girl, We do need just the makeup collection, and we need the handbags and the stuff like that. We need her to just be more of
a mogul,
an entrepreneur. We don't need the music. Selena, I'm sorry, girl, but you can't sing, you can't dance, and you can't act. We need
she
to stop trying.
She can act very well. And you know what I want to see from her is like a, what was that movie that Mariah Carey did? Precious or whatever.
You want to see Selena in Precious?
I want to see Selena like... can't like really like transform in a role and blow everybody away. I think she can do it. Selena, if you're listening, and I know that you are, listen to my advice.
Do you think that she and Demi Lovato will be in the new Barney movie that's coming out?
Oh my God, I didn't know that there was one.
Yeah,
that would be
Daniel
a dream.
Kaluuya,
the guy from Get Out, is like,
what?
Yeah.
So it's not a horror movie.
You guys,
but
Barney was my jam. Oh, it was my dream
baby
to
bop.
Be on Barney.
That's what's up.
Oh my God, so cute. Let's just talk about Barney.
Let's not. Nicki Minaj is a married woman, okay?
We're copyright. You can't sing that.
You're right.
Nicki Minaj is now a married woman. She married her fiance, who is a convicted rapist and murderer.
Ooh. Oh.
Whoa, way to bury the lead.
She did?
Yeah.
Who's her fiance?
Something petty.
Husband.
It's her husband now. It's someone that she knew when she was a teenager. Like, they were friends when they were teenagers. But then he got arrested. Or he, like... had sexual relations with a woman who claimed it was rape. So then he was like arrested for that maybe. And then he got manslaughter. So he was in prison for 7 years.
What do you mean he got manslaughter?
Murdered someone?
Yeah.
Like he was convicted of manslaughter.
But like what happened?
Like he killed someone.
I gathered that.
Didn't she say she was retiring?
Yeah, but that's a lie because now she has she released a single for her Fendi collaboration. She's going to be on the Charlie's Angels soundtrack with Normani.
Yes.
And Ariana Grande.
Can't wait.
And she trolled the internet by saying she's doing a song with Adele, but it was just a joke.
Oh yeah, I did see that. I believed it.
I would love that.
Also, didn't Charlie's Angels come out like 4 months ago?
I know.
How has it not come out yet?
I know.
We've been seeing this trailer
for 3 years.
So long.
Agreed.
I think it comes out in November.
Also, every time, just a side note, but like every time I see that Kristen Stewart is involved, I'm like, she signed up for another like blockbuster franchise. She seems so
like she would hate that. She's hosting SNL next week, and I also feel like she would hate that.
I think she hates all this. Why is
but
she
still
doing
this? But
here's
the thing.
This?
It's like Kristen Stewart is like, so gorgeous. I'm so here for it.
She's very talented.
Can't wait
too.
To see her in
But why
Charlie's
does
Angels.
She keep doing these things?
Because
that she
the
hates.
Money talks.
But I don't know if she cares that much about money. It's all very confusing. I just don't know what to do with her.
Yeah.
Anyway, I can't process that Nicki Minaj married a murderer.
Well, you know, maybe there's growth and like maybe that he's not who he was in the past.
Let's hope.
I mean, as we know, her brother's a rapist too. So I mean, maybe this is
This is the darkest episode of this podcast I've ever heard.
Slow week.
Well, it's going to get darker. And a new segment on it called I Am Thoroughly Disgusted. 25-year-old Pete Davidson was seen leaving a recently 18-year-old Kaia Gerber's New York City apartment and having lunch with her. She just turned 18 last month.
I love both of them. I usually look.
Who's the girl?
I feel very...
It's Cindy
conflicted.
Crawford's daughter.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
So right. beautiful.
Her son is gorgeous. Her
oh
whole
my God.
Family
that,
yeah.
It's
is
the most
gorgeous.
Beautiful family I've ever seen in my life. I feel very conflicted. I don't know how to feel. This is new information to me, and I love both of them, but I also really don't like that old man grooming thing.
Mm-hmm.
But she's 18, so.
Right, but she just turned 18, so that means he probably was knocking at her door before.
Right.
That's why he was probably dating this last girl just until Kaia turned 18, and then he dropped this other girl and is now with her.
Maybe they're just friends.
Mm-hmm.
No one's just friends with Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
I wish I was. I don't know how to feel.
Disgusted.
I should.
Why can't he date someone his age?
He does.
Where?
Ariana was his age.
She was older.
Was she?
She's older?
Yeah,
she's
I think he's
How
only 25.
She?
She's like 2 years older than him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she is. Huh. That's still same age enough.
Can
also,
you imagine,
Larry
like,
David's daughter was the same age as him, I think.
A Thanksgiving dinner with like Cindy Crawford and Pete Davidson.
I would love nothing more.
I always think about that, like celebrities who are dating people. Like, does Ashley Simpson host dinner and like Jessica is there and Diana Ross is there?
Yeah. I think so.
And Papa Joe is there.
And then Tracy Ellis Ross.
Remember I had a roommate who was like sort of friends with them?
With Joe Simpson?
With Ashley.
No.
Oh my God. Yes.
And
Ashley. The Rosses were always around.
Wow.
Which is fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Iconic. Or like Timothée Chalamet dating
Lily Rose Depp.
Yeah.
Also very into that coupling.
I saw Little Women the other day.
It looks so good.
It was really good. And like the cast was there doing a Q&A.
Oh, someone I just went to brunch with today was there.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was good.
I can't wait. I love him so much.
Honestly, He's Julian, so boring.
You're wrong. How do you feel about the Kaya Pete thing?
I don't like it. It's like, first it's Sophia Richie, now it's this one. It's like, girls.
Wasn't Scott Disick date? Oh, that's what you're talking about. Yeah.
But that's a bigger age difference too. I don't know. I don't want to defend, you know, an old man, but he's also not that old. And she's also like a Hollywood kid. So I don't know.
Would you date an older man, Rose?
Sure.
But would you date an 18-year-old man, Rose?
No. No. 22 is the limit. 20. You don't become a grown up until you're at least 22.
Like, would you date a 50-year-old right now?
Probably not.
Bros, but that's not that big of an age difference.
I know, but it feels like it. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, never say never, yeah. As Bieber says.
Selena. In a new segment, well, it's not a new segment. We've already done the segment a few times.
Also, was that all the stories? Are we done?
For that segment.
Great. How many minutes was that? 8?
There you guys, this is another segment I want to do. It's called Do You Care? Report a few stories. I want to know, do you care? If I not, know. We'll just move on. You don't even have to respond.
Okay.
Okay, just we'll move on if you don't care.
Okay.
If you do care,
say I
give
care.
Me your feedback.
Okay. I'm ready.
Like Cardi B is following in Iggy Azalea's footsteps and will be starring in Fast and Furious 9. Are you watching?
I don't care.
I do not care.
Okay, well, Tyga, that fag ass, signed a multi-million-dollar record deal. Well, Black China called him that a few years ago. We could say it.
That was shocking.
That's what Black China called him.
I believe you.
Tyga, that fag ass, signed a multi-million-dollar record deal with Columbia Records. Now that's Miss Columbia, as Steve Harvey would say. Tyga said, they definitely understand the global brand. I have a lot of fans worldwide in places I've never been, like South America, and in places I have been, like Asia and Europe. They can help bring that to a larger scale. Doing it independently, you don't really have those teams to help worldwide. Sony, if you look at the history from what they've done, from Pharrell to Beyonce to Adele, then you look at Lil Nas X, one of their new artists that's blown up this year. They've done a lot for artists globally for their brand. That's why I wanted to partner up with them.
I don't care about Tyga, but that sounds like a great
reason.
Move up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for him.
Agreed. Also, like, such a formal statement from him. Like, here are the business reasons why I made this decision. Like, okay, cool.
Yeah. We don't really, I've never even heard a Tyga song since like 2008 or something. Same. But, you know, we do love Tyga here because he did give us the hands up taste that we'd like to do. Yeah, because his song is Taste, and then Lindsay had commented on his post, Taste, with the hands up emoji.
Is he on Work From Home by Fifth Harmony? Is that
no,
Tyga?
I think that's Ty Dolla Sign.
Shoot.
Close.
Not at all.
Ty.
Good. He did something with
Didn't he date Kylie Jenner?
Probably.
No, he was on a single with Iggy Azalea, Cream.
Oh. Cash rules everything around me.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. We don't care.
It does. Cash rules everything around
don't
me.
Don't they say that?
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize that's what it meant.
And then Miley had Dream. Yeah. Drugs rule everything around me.
Which is sad and true.
And Rose, what rules everything around you?
Joy. Dream.
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 What's yours, Julian?
This podcast.
Preem. And my, I'll say Michael John.
Britney Spears.
Oh my God.
Bream.
Yes. Yeah.
Scream.
Okay.
Kelly Ripa's son, Michael Consuelos, is experiencing extreme poverty, she's saying. Michael, who recently graduated New York University, lives in Bushwick, Brooklyn.
Okay.
Kelly said, I think he loves his freedom. He hates paying his own rent and he's chronically poor. I don't think he's ever really experienced poverty like that. According to Kelly, Michael is so broke right now that he is calling up his parents for cash. Now, they aren't, you know, sending him thousands of dollars. They'll send him like $20 here and there in an envelope, she said.
I don't believe any of it.
Now that he's living on his own, he's called 3 times just so he can have electricity. He's experiencing being an adult.
Well, get a job.
I care about this because I'm so confused. First of all, did she say all of this?
Yeah, she said all of it.
Why is she
calling her son out?
Yeah. Also, he's what, 21? Like, yeah. Every 21-year-old doesn't have money and like has to figure it out. It takes a little time.
Right.
Like, I mean, maybe he has a job.
I doubt it. He's probably just stoned all the time. But, like, he's figuring it out. It's just, what an odd parenting move to go public with it.
Yeah, that sounds like you're a bad mom for raising your son to be lazy.
Well, and then when people Google him, every time they're going to see all these articles about
his mom. Yeah, like when he's trying to get
him
a job. It's
right,
like,
right. I'm not into that. Come on, Kelly.
Kylie Jenner has filed to trademark Rise and Shine after she went viral for singing the phrase to an already awake Stormy Webster during Kylie's office tour video. If approved, she would the trademark would cover products like belts, pants, coats, dresses, footwear, gloves, headbands, headwear, jackets, loungewear, scarves, sleepwear, socks, underwear, and undergarments, as well as cosmetics. Now, poor people are shook. People took to Twitter to say, I just trademarked good morning. This shouldn't be granted. I feel like it's like the phrase happy birthday, and someone needs to stop them or soon they'll trademark sun and earth.
I mean, true.
Yeah.
I mean, she's smart. She will trademark anything.
Right.
She's a businesswoman.
Yeah.
Right. Also, I saw people posting Rise and Shine things, but I didn't know what it was from. Can someone explain?
So I guess she's like doing an office tour of the Kylie office, uh-huh. and she opens up Stormy's
her daughter.
Yeah, she opens up the room where she's sleeping, and she goes like, "Rise and Shine" or something like that.
Yeah, and it went viral.
Why?
Because she can't sing.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
But also, like, it's like when Taylor Swift a few years ago tried to trademark a bunch of lyrics.
Yeah.
Like, what was, I forget, I just looked it up.
It was like something for like bad.
So, yeah, it was something. It was like
haters gonna hate.
Yeah, haters gonna hate.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, but that's just like something people say. Right, you can't trademark.
Yeah.
But I think it means, you know, for business purposes.
Right.
Obviously. Like,
but that means like
merch.
That means no one else, like Forever 21, they wouldn't be able to put Rise and Shine on a shirt now.
I mean, that's ridiculous, but I support Taylor.
No, we're talking about Kylie.
I know, I'm just saying.
Right. But literally like 48 hours after this Rise and Shine went viral, they were like sweatshirts on her.
And they already had merch that sold out. Yeah, that was $65. And it said like Rise and Shine with like three eyes and stuff.
There's like remixes. There's like an EDM remix. And like the only lyrics are Rise and Shine.
Yeah. You guys, like, are we going to be okay? Like, is the world okay?
No, we're all doomed.
Marianne 2020.
Oh, is she still running?
Of course.
I thought
she will
out.
Win. No,
she's not going to win. She's a meme.
She's not going to win.
We'll find out. We'll find out.
Wow.
I think, honestly, I don't want to put that energy out there, but I think Trump's going to win again.
I do, too.
The only one who can defeat him is
Joe
Marianne
Biden.
Williamson.
Honestly, the only one that can defeat him is Michelle Obama. And you know what? She's like, I don't want to get my hands dirty.
She'd be great, too.
I don't want to get my hands dirty.
Ugh. I want to feel uplifted. I feel depressed.
Okay, well, then let's get into my two extra or just enough stories. Lindsay Lohan is beefing, maybe, with Cody Simpson and Miley Cyrus. Lindsay posted a photo of Cody Simpson with her sister, Aliana Lohan, with the caption, "When you realize you failed and you settle for less at Cody Simpson. Family is everything. You won the Masked Singer, but you lost on your future." Now, I guess Cody and Ali used to date. As if you don't know, Cody won the Masked Singer in Australia, and Lindsay Lohan was the judge.
Wow.
Oh my
and
God.
She was the only one.
Watch that.
She was the only one to correctly guess that it was Cody Simpson, which makes sense because obviously
she knew him.
Right. Yeah, she personally knew him. And it was alleged that she bought furniture for him.
What kind of furniture?
I don't know. Like for when they were in
like
the studio.
Like a side table or like a bed?
Like furniture for when I think somewhere for him and Allie to sit down or whatever. So the internet thought the post was taking aim at Cody and Miley's relationship.
Right.
So Lindsay spoke with TMZ that the post had nothing to do with Miley and that she has nothing but positive vibes for the two. Quote, "I've always loved Miley Cyrus. Cody is a great guy. I think you know what? He and her look happier together than ever. And I think that's the most important thing is being happy."
Then what did her post mean?
No, I'm into
was
it.
She, like, yeah, why would she say?
Yeah, it's just enough. Less. Honestly, she's right.
Right.
You do not come for the queen, Aliana Lohan. Okay, that girl changed her whole face and still has a flop music career for nothing.
I love this because it does feel like the old days of celebrity gossip, where like none of it really matters.
Yeah,
like, no one's being hurt, but like, wow, a lot of tea was spilled. I didn't know that he was on the Masked Singer Australia. I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah,
and she was a judge.
I knew she's a judge,
and she got asked not to come back.
Oh,
they didn't
my
even know
God.
Her contract because they said that she was holding up production too much. She would annoy the other judges.
Oh, I can't wait to watch.
She
this.
Was taking like 4-hour smoke breaks.
Wow.
How does someone who like needs a comeback so badly
keep fucking it up?
Keep messing up. up. Like, get it together.
Yeah, but maybe that's her comeback. You know, we're still talking about right. her.
I mean, maybe we'll see her on like Russia's The Masked Singer next.
I'm sure we will.
I haven't heard the name Cody Simpson in literally 7 years.
Right. I didn't even know who he was.
Miley.
Like, yeah, same.
He was like a Justin Bieber wannabe.
Oh.
Like, he was like on Radio Disney.
Yeah. And then like went away for a long time. But apparently knew Miley.
Miley has a thing for Australians, I guess.
She bounced back.
She said
really
that.
Quickly.
Yeah. Well, speaking
Which
of bouncing back, Miley received backlash for comments about her sexuality this week. In an Instagram story, Miley said, "There are good men out there. Guys, don't give up. You don't have to be gay. There are good people with dicks out there. You just got to find them. You've got to find a dick that's not a dick, you know? I always thought I had to be gay because I thought all guys were evil, but it's not true. There are good guys out there that happen to have dicks. I've only ever met one, and he's on this live," and so she's talking about Cody. Now, this shocked a lot of Miley's followers as Miley came out as pansexual and gender fluid in 2015. She's also long been an advocate for the LGBT community when she founded the nonprofit organization Happy Hippies for Homeless Queer Youth. And she also dated multiple women, including recently a TV star, Caitlin Carter. So they were shocked that she said, like, "Oh, women, you don't have to choose to be gay."
I think that quote was taken out of context and people are like trying to make it a thing. Like, Miley is such an ally for gays. Mm-hmm. Like, she's not
right, but she could be an ally just for the money.
No, I mean, she's not.
How can you misinterpret what she said verbatim?
Right, I understand. Like, that wasn't the best wording, but I also know she's not saying like you can choose to be gay.
Right.
Well, then she responded like, I never. I know you're like you don't choose your sexuality. That's not what I was trying to say. Yada yada yada. You know her when she takes these notes apps and she's always doing apologies and stuff. Honestly, Miley, it's too extra. You shouldn't have said anything. She's so busy trying to rub this shit in Liam's face that like she's creating controversy. Like, Miley, if you are happy with your new man, go sit at home with him and be with him. Why do we have to all see it? No one gives a fuck.
They post so many pictures. I don't follow either of them.
Me
but
neither.
I
follow Miley,
them.
But I haven't.
They
been
post
on Instagram.
All the time.
I mean, she said something that I really liked, which is like basically she posted something that was a photo of her with like Leo DiCaprio and all these other like famous like Playboys and George Clooney and all these people. And she's like, "I'm just doing the same thing that they're doing and like just dating like young, hot people. And why not? And because I'm a woman, people freak out about it," which is true. You okay?
Yeah, I just drank water in the wrong hall.
Anyway, I support her. She's definitely cuckoo, but like, that's her brand.
Miley, I have to be honest with you.
Are you okay?
No, I just drank wine in the wrong hall. Miley, you look terrible with bangs. Please.
I like the bangs. She looks like Hannah Montana.
Miley, no one looks good with bangs except for girls under 5 and women over 35. I mean, 65. Nobody looks good with bangs. Miley, they look horrendous. Pin them back. Pin them back. She looks like a wet. She looks like a wet dog.
She looks like Hannah Montana, and I'm very into it.
She doesn't though, because she has all those ugly ass tattoos all over her body. I mean, I hate those tattoos where they're just like little ones all over your body.
Oh, I like the little ones.
I don't like
they're
it.
Like
she looks
marks,
crazy.
Well, she is, but like in a great way.
Let me tell you, as of her nose, I used to be obsessed with Miley when I was a teenager. Like, her and her mom would come into like every place I worked at, and I would always miss Miley but always see the mom, and
oh
it was
God.
So tragic.
Now they look
for
the
me.
Same.
I know. Miley looks like a 45-year-old woman.
She looks exactly like her mom.
And the older sister looks like them too. They all look the same.
Well, you know.
And Noah did look like them, and then Noah had a lot of face work done. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Anyway.
How sad.
Love you, Miley. Best wishes.
Lady Gaga fell off the stage this week, but that's not what I want to talk about. She tweeted that fame is a prison, and Amanda Knox took it literal. The 32-year-old American who spent 4 years in an Italian prison in a highly publicized murder case decided to call out Lady Gaga, retweeting the tweet and saying, "I hear you, but prison is prison."
Oh my God. Oh my
this
God.
This is just enough. I love that Amanda is trying to stay relevant. I love it.
Amanda Knox is probably on The Masked Singer right now.
Let You're me tell right. you, like, yeah. if anyone knows about fame and fame being in prison, it is Amanda Knox, because she was just a regular degular girl that became a tabloid sensation.
Right.
I'm sure Lady Gaga's life isn't like the easiest being famous, but also like, don't complain about it.
But here's the best thing for me is like
stop being a singer. Like,
well,
go away.
I disagree. Being a singer and being famous are two different things.
Right. But here's the thing. 10 years ago, Lady Gaga was all about the fame, and now she's like famous at prison. I didn't do this for the fame. I did it for the for the something.
Well, she's not wrong.
I think fame she's is a doing. Prison. I think this is all to promote her new album, which is probably has to do with anti-fame.
Right. I'm sure you're right. But you know, what's real? What's not? What's up? What's down? Who knows?
Oh my gosh, she's like rapping.
Thank you.
She wanted to talk about philosophy. And
oh yeah. There you go. Okay, well, a 65-year-old Dennis Quaid is engaged to his 26-year-old girlfriend after several months of dating. Evil stepmom-to-be Meredith Blake from The Parent Trap tweeted, "Watch out for those twins."
So funny.
Iconic. So iconic.
Just enough.
Also, she's probably on The Masked Singer.
Right. I'm like, I didn't even know this woman was still alive.
I have not seen or thought of her until that tweet.
I haven't, yeah, since 1999.
Can I tell you something that I recently found out and it made me so happy?
Yeah.
Her and the woman who played Chessie.
Yeah.
Are best friends.
Stop.
Ever since that movie, they've been best friends. They go on red carpets together. Like, they write together. It's amazing. There's like an article about it. Like,
red carpets for what?
Yeah. I mean, like, who knows? But
do you think Chessie's on The Masked Singer right now?
I think they're both on The Masked Singer together. Which also I'm behind on, so don't give me any spoilers.
Oh, same.
I love it.
Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you later.
There's someone dressed as a rose, which is my name.
I think I know who two of them are.
Okay, we'll talk.
Okay.
Finally. Ending on a high.
Oh, good.
The artist formerly known as Puff Daddy, a.k.a. P. Diddy, a.k.a. Diddy, is changing his name once again. Diddy has filed a petition in Los Angeles County Superior Court to change his name from Sean John Combs to Sean Love Combs.
I cannot.
Too extra.
This is my question. What happens to the Sean John apparel line?
Right.
Wow.
Is it a Sean
that
Love?
A thinker.
Is that still a thing?
Yeah, that's the real question. I think that's where we all went.
Is Sean John still a business?
Is it around?
Sean John LLC?
I feel like we're in a loop, you know?
I feel like he should have just gone back to Puff Daddy.
He should have just gone.
Oh. She wanted him to die.
No, never. I just mean out of the spotlight. You know what? Fame is a prison. And right now, we're its prisoners.
Oh,
that's just something he's doing to stay relevant.
Yeah, because exactly. Because his ex is now pregnant and married, and like he's
J-Lo's pregnant.
No, Cassie.
Oh,
J-Lo can't be pregnant. She's like 63.
Anyone can be pregnant nowadays.
Really?
I mean, yeah.
I'd like to see it, honey. That baby would come out looking like a flower.
What?
You know, like
okay,
dust.
Stop. Stop while you're ahead.
I'll keep going. I'm okay.
Anyway, two extra. Goodbye, Diddy.
Two extra.
You're mean.
But
to
Diddy,
Andrea,
if you want to send us, if you want to send us, you know, some Sean John clothing wear,
oh
you
God.
Can definitely send it to us.
No,
sponsor
I will
the podcast.
Not wear.
Oh, you would not wear like a streetwear?
I tried.
Like a sweatsuit.
Guys, I do need to tell you that in high school, I went to a dance studio that was like mainly hip hop. And I did wear FUBU.
For us, by us.
I know. It was borrowed from a guy, but still, I shouldn't have ever done that.
But did you ever wear a baby fat?
Oh my God. I had a baby fat jumpsuit that was so cute. It was velour and had like stripes up the side. No, it was like navy and tan and it like zipped all the way down to like my crotch.
Juicy.
So cute. I wore it when I auditioned for Star Search.
You auditioned for Star Search?
Yeah.
Did you? Yeah, you were on it.
Is it recorded somewhere?
No.
What did you sang? You danced?
I sang and planned to dance, but then my singing one, I like ran to go to the dance part and they had ended it early because there weren't enough dancers. I should have danced first.
Even a better question. Did you audition for American Juniors?
Ugh, no, I wish.
What a nightmare.
Yeah. My life has been a travesty.
Honestly, had you been on that show, imagine the trajectory
your life
would have gone.
I really wanted to be on that Partridge Family show that Emma Stone won.
Oh.
But, you know, I didn't know things were happening. You know, there wasn't the internet really. Right. It was hard. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't know how to make it happen. My parents were clueless.
You didn't have a Google search engine?
No.
Ask
Google
Jeeves?
Wasn't invented until like fifth grade.
How about Ask Jeeves?
Ask Jeeves.
Ask Jeeves was not that helpful.
Wow. He never knew anything.
He never knew anything.
Yeah. Honestly.
R.I.P.
You know how we like to bring things back like as people? Let's bring back Jeeves and see, like, he can compete in an Alexa world.
Oh, Honestly, make a Jeeves robot.
Honestly, can we see a movie? I want to see a movie of Jeeves and
the dark version.
No, but Jeeves and Alexa like dating. It's like a love story.
Like a fanfic, write it.
Yeah.
Throwing Siri like a love yeah. charm.
But it's like a rom-com or something.
Oh my God. Jeeves. And Siri can be played by Suri Cruz.
It's literally okay. like, it's like Call Me by Your Name, but it's like with
robots.
Robots.
I'm into it. Wow. I love robots.
Let's cast it. Okay. Alexa would be played by Chessie from The Parent Trap. And Jeeves would be played by
Tyga.
Oh, I was thinking Morgan Freeman.
I mean, that's the obvious choice, right? Or Will Smith could just play every role.
Oh, yeah. And then the movie would flop.
Did it?
Gemini Man flop.
Really? I mean,
they lost like $75 million.
It looks so good.
I know.
I love him so much.
It looked good, but I didn't want to see it because, you know, I had to go see Parasite instead.
Where is it playing?
Burbank.
AMC? 8.
Yes.
Okay.
Or it's at ArcLight.
So I don't go to ArcLight because I'm AMC A-list.
Oh, yeah, me too. AMC. Wait, why don't we ever go to the movies?
I live right by the one in...
Don't try.
I know.
Say
I don't want the followers.
the one...
Find me.
Yeah. I'm there all the time.
Well... Bitch, text me.
Julian Extra Extra?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll go to the movies all the time. I literally try and see at least 2 a week.
Oh, wow.
Yes, you get to see up to 3, and I want to get my money's worth. I'm Jewish. Happy Hanukkah.
I should start doing that.
I don't know what Parasite is about at all, but I know.
I didn't know what it's about either. You just have to go. You just have to go watch it, because the thing is, even if you watch the trailer, it's like, what the fuck is this movie about?
Yeah.
But you have to go watch it. It's amazing. Best movie of the year. Was the person sitting next to me asleep and snoring the whole movie? Yes. But honestly, I don't blame them, because I don't usually go to that one because I like recliners. It's 2019. I feel like I should be living in comfort 24/7.
You're right.
So I mostly only do recliners, but sometimes I do have to go to that one because it's just a little closer, you
and
know?
It's 21 and up, so kids are never there,
right?
Which is great.
Right But go see it.
Okay, I want to see it.
I will not. It sounds scary.
It's not scary at all.
Oh, to me, I feel like it's a horror movie.
It's not horror.
It's called Parasite.
Yeah, but it's like not what you think
it's about.
It's about
tapeworms. I'll never forget learning about tapeworms.
No, it's not about.
I thought I had one.
It's literally not about bugs at all.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Well, this has been Extra Extra. Thank you so much for tuning in. Sorry that we didn't have an episode last week. Will we have one next week? I don't know. Who's to say? You guys, follow me on Instagram at North Hollywood Jewels. You know, share the podcast, promote it, love it. Do whatever you want to it. I don't care. You guys, plug yourself again. Promote something if you want.
I'm Rose Marziali. Take my acting class.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm at John Claft. I DJ at Foo Bar in West Hollywood every Saturday night. So if you live in LA, come there and come say hi and say you listen to this podcast.
And he'll give you $1.
We'll see.
Until next time, bye.
Love you.
Bye.
Hey, this is Betsy Stover.
And I'm Amanda Allen.
And we do a podcast called
Why Mommy Drinks.
Each episode, we have a guest and we all share a story of a time that our kids drove us to drink.
Parenting isn't easy, but it sure can be funny.
Listen to us on Campfire Media.
Why Mommy Drinks.
Campfire.